One of the things we're talking about on the program today, as I mentioned, we talk about a variety of different things, fun and serious. We play some great music on this program, and I never know. I never know what topics are going to come up. But one of the things we're talking about today is the Lower Thames Crossing, because Thurrock Council are against the current plans that are being consulted on. They've decided they're going to build this route through a tunnel that's going to be built in East Tilbury, and it's another junction of the M25 they're going to create, and effectively bore through a bit of East Tilbury, tunnel into Kent, and it's going to be quite the big construction as well, costing in the billions of pounds. But Thurrock Council, and a councillor from Thurrock told me earlier that she fears 2,000 businesses and 55,000 residents living nearby will be impacted during the construction and the years after. Councillor Sarah Muldowney, a Labour councillor who represents Chadwell St Mary, said that the Lower Thames Crossing, their estimate, will only make a 4% difference in reducing the traffic from the existing Dartford Crossing. But Matt Palmer, who's the Lower Thames Crossing Executive Director at National Highways, has told me he didn't know where that figure came from.
We're completely transparent with all our modelling with all the local authorities, including Thurrock. We double the capacity crossing the Thames in this area. What that means is actually people can make journeys that they don't make at the moment. Right now, no one would try and go southbound over the crossing because it's a nightmare. And so even once we've doubled it and people are making the journeys that currently they don't make, we then still end up with over 20% reduction on the actual existing Dartford crossing when we open. So we don't recognise the 4% at all. I'm frustrated with it. We spend an awful lot of money developing a sophisticated, all our models to demonstrate, and then we then share them. And I don't understand where the 4% come from, I'm afraid.
Well, that was Matt Palmer from earlier, and his reference there was no one's going to try going southbound on the N25 at the moment. There was a queue. There is not anymore, by the way. Listening to that, and I mentioned you're welcome to get in touch, Laura Blake, who is from the Lower Thames Crossing Action Group, and has got in touch. Hi, Laura.
Hello, Ben.
Hi. What do you want to say on this? Because we've got a dispute. Thurrock Council think there'll only be a 4% reduction in traffic to the Dartford Crossing when the current planned tunnel is built. But the Lower Thames Crossing Executive Director has said, I've no idea where that figure comes from.
It's interesting, isn't it, Ben? Because we get, as an action group, we get to sit in meetings with the council, and obviously we're aware of this 4% figure that they've come up with based on National Highways' own traffic modelling. You know, they've provided this information to the council, and they actually ran the data, they came up with a 4% figure, and they actually reached out to National Highways to ask them about it. And National Highways didn't bother actually coming back to them to say whether it was right, wrong, indifferent. They completely ignored it, which is another problem with this.
Well, they've said it's wrong now. They said they don't recognise. So your reaction to them, I know they haven't come back to you, but they told this programme they don't know where that figure's come from. And it's frustrating because it doesn't match their modelling. So what do you say now you know that response?
Well, I'll say two things. One, it's disappointing that if they don't recognise it, they didn't communicate that to the council when the council approached them regarding that figure. And secondly, Mr Palmer came up with a figure of 20% reduction. You've only got to look at the figures. That crossing at Dartford is designed to take 135,000 vehicles per day, and it's currently regularly running at 180,000. That's 25% over capacity. So taking the 20%, even if you use Mr Palmer's figures, is still not going to bring it back under capacity. We're still going to have all the same problems. And I know you mentioned Councillor Muldowney about surely traffic will just go across over onto the Lower Thames Crossing if they've got that option. National Highways aren't planning and considering how the traffic would migrate. They say it's not within their remit to design how traffic would migrate. And you can't literally just turn off the M25 if the bridge is chocker and turn down the A13 and get direct access to the Lower Thames Crossing. You'd actually have to go all the way down to Stamford, up around the roundabout, and then back on yourself to access the Lower Thames Crossing. And it's even worse coming back the other way. There's only one single lane off the A2 onto the LTC.
Laura, the National Highways and Matt, who came on, he said, look, you know, this is the preferred option. This is the option that was chosen. Obviously, you are from an action group that's campaigning against this proposal. But they seem pretty sure that it is going to happen regardless. So what can you do now?
We'll keep fighting. I mean, they were very confident when they put their development consent order in 2020. And part of the reason that they withdrew it was because the planning inspectorate were due to actually refuse it, partly because of the fact that it was considered that it wasn't adequate consultation on this. And that hasn't improved since then. So we will be raising those representations again. I mean, things like the fact that Mr. Palmer was talking about air pollution and electric vehicles would stop the problem of air pollution by 2030 when the LTC opens, if it goes ahead. Electric vehicles are known to emit particulate matter 2.5, those tiny particulates that are tiny enough to get into our bloodstream and are deadly. And there's a new law coming in October to actually reflect levels on PM 2.5. And we know full well that the whole route, there's evidence, would fail against the levels that are going to be brought in October. I don't think by any stretch it's cut and dried as Mr. Palmer makes out.
And just to bring it and to put an umbrella over the whole thing, Laura, I mean, are you against another Thames crossing altogether? Or are you just saying this one is in the wrong place? And if you're saying that, where should another crossing be built?
I don't think there'd be many people that would deny that there's definitely an issue in regards to the Dartford crossing. I think that's perfectly clear, and we all experience the fallout from that on too regular a basis. There are other options. I've mentioned on your show before about option A14, the tunnel from around Junction 2 on the M25 through up to between Junctions 30 and 29 that we feel, and their figures prove, would be better. All their data shows that. There are also other options like rail improvements between Ashford and Reading that would negate the need for a Lower Thames crossing. Get all the road freight off of the roads, get those HGVs off and get it onto rail, more sustainable, and free up the roads for other users.
We will leave it there, surely not for the last time. Thank you, Laura Blake from the Lower Thames Crossing Action Group, tuning in to what Matt Palmer, the Lower Thames Crossing Executive Director at National Highways, had to say.